Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL Pick'em Show Week 15. As always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Just won some money off of them about a half hour ago. France has advanced to the finals. What, three out of four of us, I think, have that bet going on today. You've got a full tournament, though, Delco. You picked France to win this? I did not. It's my tournament.
6-1. Yeah.
I thought I was coming home. Apparently, so did the English.
Why?
Because they made jerseys. Did you see the jerseys they made that they had to give away?
They do this every tournament, every year.
Eventually, it's going to happen. But we got a dream matchup, France, and we got Mbappe versus Messi, and it's going to be our superstars in the world. I like it.
Give some credit to Olivier Giroud, the old man still kicking it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Give some credit to Antoine Griezmann.
It's fine. It's all fine. But let's face it.
People thought he was done and dusted.
Ah, the superstars are out. They've already got the poster here on ESPN. I'm looking at it. Who do you think's on that?
Kylian Mbappe.
Yes. It's Messi and Mbappe. Come on, man. Come on. We're here for the stars, damn it. Quick bit of housekeeping at the top here regarding my bookie. Okay. I've got a shit ton of DMs for this, so I will talk about this now. We pushed our college football show. As you noticed, we haven't done one this week. We are pushing it next week. That is our New Year's Six games. All of your messages are regarding my bookie, specifically the Ohio State versus Georgia game, and that they're not able to bet it, and that it is missing. It is missing from Vegas altogether, not just my bookie. So I want to clarify that off the top. Vegas has taken this game down because Ohio State's running back announced last night that he's having season-ending surgery. So the starting running back for Ohio State is out. Obviously, last week, Jackson Smith and Jigma announced he was skipping the bowls, which is fun for a future first-round NFL pick, just to say that I'm not playing for a national championship. So they're trying to recalibrate these odds. It opened up at -6.5. D'Anthony, I would imagine this will go to double digits now. But the reason for the delay is they still don't know who is going to be behind the starting running back for Ohio State. The guy who is second is Mayan Williams, but he was in a walking boot during the Michigan game. So it could be the sixth string guy again, the freshman, but or it could be the running back or the linebacker that they started for Michigan. They don't know, and I'm assuming they'll probably wait another week to 10 days before they repost that.
Yeah, so just if you're planning on betting that game, just stand by.
Yeah, and the same thing we said, unless
you want to take a crazy teaser and go down to like 0.5,
they won't even
like
let you do it. It doesn't exist. So you can't even bet the game. The only thing that exists is the over-under, so you can bet that. But I would wait to see who is actually playing in this game. Speaking of which, Bob, shortly before we came on, you said Jalin Hyatt is out for Tennessee.
Yeah, the Biletnikoff winner, I believe. He is not playing.
Yeah, he beat out Marvin Harrison Jr. Yeah,
because he's going to the draft as well, obviously.
Yes, slated to be a first-round pick as well. Hendon Hooker is already out with a torn ACL in that game. So you're going to see all the backups. Who is Tennessee playing?
Clemson.
Oh, shit.
In the Orange Bowl. Literal Orange Bowl, yeah. As well as
God
the
damn, that was a huge spread, too.
Yeah, Clemson has a couple of guys that are out, too. I think, so far as we know, Shipley's going to play. He's a sophomore, so he's not going anywhere. And then, okay. Klubnik is the quarterback now.
Yep.
Ukulele's in the transfer portal.
Yeah,
he ended up in
the transfer portal, but, yeah.
I've seen at least one of their better defenders is not going to play, so who knows what kind of game it's going to be.
Okay, and then last note on the Ohio State thing, and this involves Tennessee. The six-string kid that we liked, he was forced to play.
It was Dallin something.
Dallin Hayden, yeah. He's 18 years old. Now, there's a rumor that he was in the transfer portal and possibly going to Tennessee, and that Tennessee had a huge NIL package set up for him. That would obviously be on hold, I would imagine, if you have a chance to start
in the CFP game.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure how that shakes out. But if you're out there gambling right now, the NFL, you don't have to worry about. Mm. College football, really, really check in maybe an hour before you're going to gamble on these college football games to see how many of these kids are actually playing. Because a lot of these guys are sitting out, and it is real fucking dodgy right now. And the wild, the swings and the lines are very, very wild up and down. The last I saw in that Clemson one was -9.5 for Clemson over Tennessee. And
but who knows? I mean, that's probably true.
Okay.
And yeah. I don't think the line's going to be super affected by Hyatt sitting out, mostly because I think an assumption of him not playing was probably baked into that line already.
Yeah. probably, yeah. You would think, I mean, even if it wasn't, it's like how much, there's only so much damage you can do as a guy who receives the ball.
Sure.
Someone has got to throw it to you, and one of the best passers in the nation is now off that team, not off the team, but effectively off
the team. Yeah, he's off the team. This is his last game. Who's their backup? Wasn't it your guy, Delco? Is it UFC's quarterback or UCF's?
What?
The backup in Tennessee, is it Milton?
No, he went to Michigan.
Oh, he did. That's right. Fuck. Yeah, God damn it, dude. Is that the guy?
Joe Milton is the Vols backup quarterback.
Okay, that's right. He went to Michigan. My bad.
Different Milton.
Yeah, different Milton. But the NFL this week, you do not have to worry about because they're professionals. I know the college kids want to pretend like they're professionals, and they're certainly getting paid like professionals, but they're actually playing and suiting up here over the weekend. And fuck, man, it's a weird time in college football, man. We're getting a lot of messages about all these college kids and the NIL money and all that other shit. The other one I got yesterday was that Ohio State couldn't pay a 5-star recruit, but Georgia could, and ended up buying him off. That story is actually true. Mm. A lot of people were asking, they were like, oh, that's bullshit. It's not. My buddy was at a thing with Ohio State's coach, and he was asking donors for $13 million for a slush fund, saying we're not going to be able to get the best recruits if we don't start paying for them. You're going to see more and more, $13 million.
So that might be why bull money matters, because that money from donors, $13 million, has to go other places if you're not racking in conference bull money.
Yeah.
That's so much money.
But is the school, exactly, is the school allowed to pay student athletes from that money, though?
No, but they are allowed to use donor money to pay for stuff inside the organization.
Right. Yes.
So what he's saying is, without the $2 to $5 million each one of these teams is going to make on the bowl game, they would have to take $2 to $5 million out of their slush fund and bring it into the program instead of paying for players.
Because the way this is all shaken out, there was a chart last night that somebody posted about who the top earners are, which is fucking crazy. Bryce Young was number one, and he made, I think, close to $4 million in NIL money just this year alone, right? Which is great. That's great money. It's amazing. Bryce Young had a good year. Didn't have any receivers down there in Alabama. Not his fault. I think he's actually going to be a very good quarterback in the NFL, and congratulations. But then underneath that was Jackson Smith and Jigma. Didn't play at all this year. I wonder, Dan, if they're not going to start making these contracts close to NFL players where there's injury clauses and is, hey, if you don't fucking play, we're not paying you, homeboy.
I don't think kids are going to sign a contract about injury, but if it's all things being equal, you have to start a certain amount of games, maybe. But the you're talking about guaranteed money versus not,
yes,
essentially in a contract. Yep. So yeah, there may be some of that.
Because if I was thinking about this last night after looking at that list. If I was one of the boosters who paid for that kid to play, you know, in Jigma, and he didn't, I'd be fucking pissed off about it. And if they came to me for money again, I would ask the university or coach or whoever the fuck it came from, can you guarantee me this kid's going to play? I'll give you money for it, but yeah, is he going to fucking play? Like, what are we going to do here?
Yeah, that's just another way in Jigma fucked himself over and all of his teammates.
Oh, 100%.
Like, just even though he was out all year, if he came back and played these last one or two games, everybody would forget about it.
And so I think with the people that gave him the money.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Everybody would forget about it, but he's a bitch,
yes,
frankly.
And, so. And that's how shit gets really fucking dicey with kids, where there was a bunch of Miami Hurricanes fans chirping at Ohio State and another university, Ole Miss. They lost out on a player for NIL money as well. And they said, man, you guys are fucking poor. You can't afford these kids or whatever. And it was like, well, hey, Miami paid $9.5 million for a 4-star to come in and start a quarterback next year, right? Let's say that kid doesn't pan out. You essentially just gave a kid who's 18 years old $10 million. And then what's your work ethic and mindset when you've already got $10 million in the bank? Like, if you break your fucking leg and never play again, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Super odd. I don't know how this is all going to shake out in the long run, but I think one thing that will help all the shit that we're talking about via Jalen Hyatt or everybody else who's sitting out these bowl games is the expansion of the college football playoffs. Now, I'm not for it at all. I don't think there's 12 teams that are good enough, me personally. It's a nice cash grab.
Yeah, isn't like 64 teams in the NCAA tournament for basketball?
There is. There is.
So, I mean, come on.
Basketball's
there's
different.
There's also 350 D1 basketball programs or something like that. Maybe 330.
Yeah.
I think there's 120 FBS football programs.
So the ratio is better to football.
It is, but
more trash basketball.
It's size of athletes, and football is a way different sport. So I understand like a Dayton beating Kansas or something like that in the first round, where you're like, all right, it's 5-on-5. Somebody could get hot from three, you're good to go.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't have all these like questionable, if they get in, do they not get in? That means like the blue bloods and like the real big teams are in every year. And then you sprinkle in some of these, you know, register teams.
Sure.
They usually lose the first game of
yeah,
the playoffs.
Yeah. And look, I'm fine with it as long as kids start playing the bowl games again. What I don't want to see is every single hour, 19 names pop up of kids who aren't playing in, you know, 69 bowl games. And it's like, all right, Jesus Christ.
I got to be honest. I blacked out like 10 minutes ago.
You had to.
Yeah. It's so fucking, there's none of the guardrails here that you would have. And like, look, young professional athletes already have a rough time staying motivated and spending their money well.
Yeah.
Right. So you're doing it to guys that have virtually no consequences at all now.
Imagine you at 18 getting $10 million. Dude.
Oh, I'd be dead.
I think I would be too.
15, 20 minutes. I would be walking around with like suppressors and night vision and all kinds of shit, fucking boozed and drugged up out of my brain. I mean, you know, it'd be a fun time for me.
It would. And like, look, for the student athletes out there, by the way, I understand it. This Georgia-Ohio State game, they're putting in 2,000 extra seats, more than the Super Bowl or anything else, because there's so many fucking people that want to go to this and they're going to sell more tickets for it.
Especially college football.
Yes.
And, well, I guess college basketball as well. It's the numbers are lower, but the intensity of the fan base is not lower. It's the same. People are crazy about that shit.
And the ticket prices, by the way, I mean, we own a ticketing company, are fucking absurd for that game. I mean, they're nuts for that. If you go to drinkingbrostickets.com and look at those fucking tickets, it is fucking absurd for a team that isn't going to have a starting running back.
Makes sense,
and a player who's sitting out for the NFL. And you're like, all right, yeah.
Think about it this way. Tribalism in America has never been higher. And like, what's the like peak of that? College football.
It is, but is it gambling as well? And that's what I can't figure out, because the ratings for the NFL this year are monstrous.
Everyone wants, you know, a little bit of boost around this time of the year, and everyone's kind of just willing to risk it.
It's also a playoff game.
It is, but look, so if you look at the Michigan tickets, again, owning a ticketing site, if you look at the Michigan tickets, nobody gives a fuck about that game. You can go get sweet tickets for $300, and it's like, all right, great. It's Michigan TCU in Arizona. Nobody cares.
It's Georgia in Georgia.
I understand that, but it's combining two of the biggest fan bases there, but still, that is a fucking monster stadium. You and I went there for the Super Bowl. What is that? 80,000? 85,000?
Yeah, that's big.
Fucking A, dude.
But this isn't about college. Today's about the NFL.
Sure is. But all of these guys are going to the NFL, and they'll all be here. And is this affecting the NFL and their work ethics? Like, I think about that as well.
Well, we won't know for probably 3 or 4 years.
We won't. But even pouring through these picks here and going through some of these kids, like the ones who were or felt like they were more spoiled or had a talent that was, you know, they didn't really have to work for. I look at Josh Allen here for the Bills, who just keeps fucking winning, even though they don't really have a running back there. Von Miller being out for the year is massive for them. And he did announce he's out for the year. But this kid went to Wyoming. He didn't have a choice but to be great, to kind of stand out. Where the rest of these fucks, like a Baker Mayfield or somebody like that, like, Who cares? Yeah. So I wonder what the effects will be on the NFL in 5, 10 years or whatever. We'll see how it all shakes out here. But you know the rules, kids. We'll go over our winners and losers from last week, and then we'll hit up next week. Look, this week was great. Only lost two games here. I don't know about you, but the Raiders-Rams game fucked me. Baker took a drive down the field, 98 yards? That game was so over that I actually turned it off. I didn't find out that Baker won until maybe 3 or 4 hours later. Full disclosure. I didn't watch the end of that game.
It was...
I thought it was over. I did.
I don't know how...
They were down by two scores with like 6 minutes left. And I was like, all right, cool. It's Baker Mayfield.
Like, how can you be down two scores with Josh Jacobs on your team and not hold on to that? You've got one of the best running backs in football.
I don't know. You got one of the best wide receivers in football. You got Devontae Adams.
He's not a factor, in my opinion.
He's had a big year, and his stats are massive.
Derek Carr is a fucking joke.
Yes. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And Baker Mayfield had the most passing yards in this game, and he only had, he had exactly what Baker Mayfield has every week. He had 230 yards. I mean, you could fucking set your watch to it with this fucking guy. I lost that one. The rest of these just roll. It was a great weekend, dude, all the way around. Bills over the Jets had that. That was great. A lot of people bitching there about Mike White's injury and whether or not they should put him out this week.
Man, that dude got fucking clobbered. Holy shit. That was a
monster.
That looked like when Jadeveon Clowney cracked that Michigan quarterback in 2015 or whatever the fuck it was. Holy shit.
He got crushed. Yeah. I guess he says he's going to come back this week. We'll see. Good on him if he does. But the Jets are fading fast here. They're now 7-6 after a hot start at 7-2.
I mean, they only have a very good pat. Like, they have probably the second best pass rush to the 49ers. 49ers can't be beat. But the Jets are really good at the pass rush. But that's it.
That's it.
Everything else are just kind of piecing together, and you can see it now when they're starting to play these good teams.
They'll probably have the offensive rookie of the year, I would imagine, in Garrett Wilson. And that's been a miracle because he's had three different fucking quarterbacks there. But at least you have some pieces to build for the future. So it's not all downhill for the Jets.
No, they're in a
I like their coach. I think he's good.
They're in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine for the future. And I don't know about the Mike White kid. We'll see. He's tough. I know that. And he's had a couple good games. Next up, man, the Browns. Holy Christ. Obviously going to Ohio State. A ton of my fucking friends are Browns fans. Give up on this franchise. Like, burn it. I don't really get the Browns till I die. They're never going to win anything ever in our lifetime. They've always been terrible. They will never win a Super Bowl.
Well, respect.
I guess. For what, though?
Like, for being a fan of a team that bad.
I guess so. Right? But the problem is... they live and die on it, and like every day, I mean, every week I see their messages, fire Stefanski, fire this guy, fire. They've done everything they possibly could at this organization. They even sold it once, and then they won the Super Bowl after they sold it. Is it Stefanski's fault that he went out and got Deshaun Watson for $250 million and gave him a fully guaranteed contract?
Well, he only made $1 million this year.
Right, and the rest of it's afterwards, right?
And I don't think they're really too concerned about winning games this year at this point. There was some hope, like, if we're doing really well, we're going to have to push it at the end of the season when Watson gets back. But right now, they're just getting him familiarized with the system.
He looks terrible.
There's no point in trying to stretch this out into some winning streak. The best case scenario for them is that they don't win another game.
Tank and try to get a high draft pick here. I don't really get it. I don't know what will happen with Stefanski. You guys keep asking. I have no fucking idea. This team has always been so goddamn horrific. It's just been a train wreck, dude, for 50 years. I don't really understand. I don't know what you're going to do. I have no idea there. You've changed coaches. You've changed quarterbacks every single year. You've done all of the things you could possibly do with this team. And Deshaun Watson looks like shit. And you're going to be stuck under this contract forever.
I mean,
if he doesn't come back next year.
This is his second game back after not playing for 2 years. He'll be fine.
Michael Vick looked pretty goddamn good. You know, I'm just saying.
It's a much different style of game they play.
And on the flip side of this, you know, they got their crosstown rivals here with the Bengals, and they draft Joe Burrow. They got Ja'Marr Chase. They're fucking rolling right now at 9-4. Now this is a dark horse to go back to the Super Bowl after starting off 0-2.
I mean, it's you say dark horse, but if it comes down to an AFC championship game with them and the Chiefs, I have my money on Cincinnati because they beat them every single fucking time.
They've won the last three in a row. Yeah. So, I mean, they could get there, but they could run into the Bills. We don't really know. Texans, Cowboys. Man, I'm waiting to talk about this story. So Micah Parsons for the Cowboys. Yes, they won last week. It was 27-23. It was not great. It wasn't attractive to watch. I have zero belief in the fucking Cowboys. I love that you guys are 10-3 because now it builds up their hopes only to be dashed and crushed once again. And that's what we love about the Cowboys and their fans. But Micah Parsons gets on, who's great. He's unbelievable, this guy. But he was talking shit about Jalen Hurts. And he said, is Jalen Hurts the MVP or is he just in a good system?
Yeah.
Now, what do you think?
I don't need to think about it because I can read you the fucking statistics and explain to you why Micah Parsons is very, very wrong about the statement.
Okay.
Okay. So he doesn't put up the passing yards that some of the other top-tier quarterbacks do because he also runs the ball.
Yeah.
If you look at the aggregate number of yards gained plus touchdowns gained, he's second in the league in touchdowns gained, tied with Joe Burrow, tied with Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. The only person in front of him is Mahomes. And for yards, it's about the same. But then you look at, like, that could be a system. He could be throwing short passes to people, and they run all over the place. And he could be inefficient and accomplish that things, but that's not the case. for people that have more than five goddamn attempts on the season, he's fourth in the league. Fourth in the league in completion percentage at 68%. That's elite. That is elite. And throws touchdowns. Quite a bit. If you look at the passing touchdown leaders, Patrick Mahomes has 33. He's got 11 interceptions. Joe Burrow's got 27. He's got 9 interceptions. Josh Allen's got 26 touchdown passes, 11 interceptions. And then you look down at Jalen Hurts, 22 touchdown passes and 3 interceptions, right? All right, cool. So is it a system? Is he being protected like nobody else? He's 6th in the league in sacks taken this year. So, no, it's not the system. It is Jalen Hurts. He's a fucking elite NFL quarterback.
So, I have a different take on this that is completely surprising, I think. I don't think it was a shot at Jalen Hurts.
I don't think he was trying to be a dick either.
Hang on. I think it's a shot at the system that the Cowboys are in, and he's looking at Dak Prescott saying, hey, dude, if we had Philly's coaches and that system, isn't Dak Prescott just fucking Jalen Hurts? It's the same guy.
No.
Just a couple years older.
No, because Dak Prescott's completion percentage is like 61%.
But is it because of the situations they're putting
it's been
him
like
in?
That. It's been like that every year of his career.
Jalen Hurts' percentage was not great last year.
Dak Prescott is not. He's a good mid quarterback. That's it.
So he improved. Jalen Hurts got better.
He did. Absolutely. And again, was Micah Parsons questioning the system in the Eagles staff versus the Cowboys? Because I look at the Cowboys before they went on this fucking massive run with Cooper Rush, and let's face it, that was pure Jesus or whoever you believe in running that fucking guy. I think the coach probably would have been fired at the end of this year.
Do you think it's Dak Prescott is the reason the Cowboys aren't successful? I mean, in the playoffs, for sure. They suck in the playoffs.
I think it is. I look at the running backs, right? They have better running backs than the Eagles. That 1-2 punch of Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard, pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, but like, look at his stats for the last 2 years. Dak over the past 2 years specifically has improved his completion percentage a lot. He's improved his turnover percentage. Last year, this year, he's not good. It's 14-9. But he's not getting sacked that much. I think it's if anybody's to blame for the regular season inefficiency or inconsistency for the Cowboys, it's Mike McCarthy.
That's what I think.
So maybe he does have a point in that regard.
That's how I took it, at least.
I don't think that Dak Prescott is as good as Jalen Hurts because Jalen Hurts is a fucking winner. Dak Prescott's never won shit in his life.
Well, Jalen Hurts has never won a playoff game either, so we'll see.
He won a national title.
No, he didn't.
Right?
Yes, Jalen Hurts did.
He sure didn't. He got benched in that game. He got benched in that game.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Tua came in for the second half.
Not that game.
Yes, he did.
Different game.
It was not that game.
You believe it or not, Alabama wins a lot of national championships. Yeah. He beat Clemson.
Yeah.
What year?
Year before.
2017.
Pull that up.
It was 27 because Clemson won in 16, right?
Because I went to the game where Jalen Hurts was at Oklahoma.
Yeah, he was at Bama for a while.
Alabama.
That's fine. Did he play?
2017 Alabama won.
Yeah.
Yes.
What were his stats in that game?
Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta find the year.
2017 would be 6 years ago.
2018 was the Georgia game where Alabama won.
Right, we'll figure it out. Just
Hurts won his first national championship as the Crimson Tide defeated the Georgia Bulldogs by a score of 26-23 in overtime. It's the game I watched. That was the game that Tua came in. They benched him at halftime. Are we thinking of a different game, kids? Because he played for Oklahoma the year afterwards, shit the bed against Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow had 35 points at halftime. It was 35-0.
I know. He played terrible defense against Burrow.
He couldn't complete a goddamn pass.
He was fine.
He was awful in that game.
It was their defense that gave up like 70 points.
Whose defense? Why couldn't he complete Oklahoma. A pass? That has nothing to do with... Dude, Oklahoma... Are you kidding me? LSU's defense was not great that year. Their offense was good. Clemson put up a fuck ton of points on him. Yeah, look it up. Look it up. He got benched.
Holy shit, this Georgia team had Sony Michel, Nick Chubb, DeAndre Swift, and Mecole Hardman, and Cal or Riley, really, Calvin's little brother. Yeah, that was a good team.
Yeah.
I didn't think of them as a good offensive team. At any rate, Jalen Hurts is a winner. He's winning games. We'll see about the playoffs, right?
Winning games, but you said Josh Allen is a loser. He's got more playoff wins than Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has zero wins in the playoffs.
He hasn't played a playoff game, has he?
Played last year. Tom Brady beat him. Beat him bad.
What was that
Jalen Hurts was awful in that game. I mean, that was one of the worst statistical quarterbacks.
I mean, Philly was not
for
very good.
A quarterback in the playoffs in NFL history.
Philly wasn't that good.
Jalen Hurts only threw... 8 times in the national championship against Georgia.
Yeah, they got down.
They benched him.
Well, he ran for 50 yards on 6 attempts.
Yeah, yeah, they benched him. They benched him in the second quarter. I watched the game.
Cool, so he got better. Like, he's a good pro.
So far. But we'll see what happens in the playoffs. He hasn't won a playoff game yet. So we'll see, right? He's having a good year. Is the NFC any good? Not really.
I mean, is anyone in the NFL good?
Yes. So I think we have 4 teams, right? And we've said this all year long. Said the same thing all year long. We got 4 good teams in the NFL. The rest are pretty much dog shit, right?
Okay.
So we got the Chiefs.
Uh-huh.
We got the Bills.
Bills, who lost to the Vikings.
Yes, sure. They lost to the Vikings. It's the NFL. You're going to lose some games. Mm-hmm. Nobody's been undefeated since 1976.
Right, so why do the Cowboys and the Vikings suck then?
I think they're in a shitty division. I think their whole division isn't that good. It looks good on paper.
East?
Yes.
So that you're the Commanders who are going to make the playoffs.
Yep. I think the entire NFC is dog shit. I don't think it's very good besides the Eagles and the 49ers. I take those two teams out of the NFC. And I think with the AFC, I think you got Burrow. I think you got Josh Allen. I think you got Mahomes. And maybe, I mean, everybody's talking about the health of the Chargers coming back and maybe Herbert. So you got four in there. So maybe let's say those 6 teams, right? But what is there? 32 teams in the NFL and we're kind of down to 6.
And three of the top 10 teams are in the NFC East.
Yeah. So the NFC East against all other divisions is 10, 14, 14 and 6. So they're lighting up the rest of the NFL.
Who
so
is?
The NFC East.
If they're 14-6 against who, though? The AFC?
Against all other divisions.
Yeah, yeah, but the AFC specifically.
Against the AFC specifically, it's actually better. So against the AFC specifically, 1, 2, 3.
We'll find out. Look, we just had this debate, what, 6 weeks ago on the show with college football?
They're 15-1 against the AFC.
And I told both of you guys, I said, hey, the top 6 teams aren't going to change. One of these teams is going to win the national championship, and I was right. One of them is. That was fucking 7 weeks ago at this point.
Yeah, but the NFL, you just have to get in.
The NFC East is 15-1 against the AFC this year.
Okay.
I mean, that's staggering. That's shocking to read that.
And maybe, have they played the Chiefs and the Bills?
I don't know. But they're 15-1 against everybody they did play.
I mean, I find it odd because the Chiefs have, what, 3 losses?
Mm.
Bills have, what, 2 losses? Who are those two?
Philly's got 3. 1.
The Chiefs have 3 losses. Or Bills have 3 losses.
Okay. Yeah, they both have 3.
And the Chiefs, look, man, the Chiefs have always been the Chiefs. If they feel like playing, they play. If they feel like winning, they fucking win. It's the same goddamn team we talk about every single year with those guys. They're just lazy. And does it suck? Yes. Could they go undefeated? Yeah, if they actually fucking tried for an entire year. But I don't know that we'll ever get that out. And that's the same shit I was talking about at the top of the show. When you build up this lazy mentality and then it carries over to the NFL, I don't know that we'll ever see the best of the best ever again.
I got to look through
these. I don't know that anybody cares.
I got to look through these schedules because this is the reality of the situation. The NFC East against all other NFC divisions is 14-6, and against the AFC combined, it's 15-1. That's 29-7 outside their division. That's got to be some kind of a fucking record, right? I mean, Jesus Christ. But I'm looking down. Let's look at Philly.
So they played the AFC South, I believe.
Yeah, Philly's played the Jags and the AFC, the Steelers, who suck.
Oh, God.
Colts.
Colts are terrible. Eh. Who else?
Titans.
Texans.
Yeah, Texans.
The AFC South was our cross.
God damn it,
conference.
Dude. So well, I mean, what are we talking about? Like, you're playing the Texans, the Steelers, the fucking Jaguars.
Well, Dallas beat the Bengals, which is a pretty good team.
Yeah. Was Jamar Chase out?
Colts, Texans. I don't think so. It was early in the year, but they didn't play very well at the beginning of the year either. They're definitely the Bengals today are better than they were. I think that was week two. The Commanders had beaten the Jaguars. They lost to the Titans. I'm not seeing any good teams on this schedules.
So out of everybody I named, who I think is going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, by the way, the Colts beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, exactly. Again, with the fucking Chiefs, they're so lazy. It sucks, dude. And every Chiefs fan will tell you, like, you can't. That's the reason why we take so many goddamn teasers on this show, is because they don't cover it. And they'll win the game eventually if they feel like it. But yeah, it sucks, man. The Chiefs should go undefeated every single year with Mahomes. But I'm looking at the Eagles' schedule, and this has been the knock on the Eagles all year. Who are they really playing? They haven't played any of those teams that I just mentioned, who, in my opinion, will probably win the Super Bowl. They haven't played any of them.
I mean, they've handled a couple of really good teams.
But who do you consider good? The Vikings? I don't.
No, the Titans. The Titans are
terrible. Did you watch them last week? Terrible football team.
The Titans, they beat up pretty good. The first game against the Commies, the Redskins, was a good game.
Yeah, but that was Carson Wentz.
If there's only four good teams in the NFL, then nobody in the NFL is playing any good teams, especially if you're one of those good teams. Everyone you beat sucks.
I beg to differ. I think the Bills with the Dolphins, and somehow the fucking Patriots will show up every other goddamn week in that stupid conference. The Dolphins could turn it up at any goddamn moment. We'll see what happens with Tua. There's speculation on him right now. I don't know if there's any fucking truth to it, but we'll see. But yeah, man, I mean, just looking through the schedule, who fucking knows? Even with the 49ers. Because I have the 49ers in that group, but do I really think Brock Purdy is the guy that's going to do it for those guys?
It's the system.
Yeah, it is. It's the system.
Somebody made the analogy. I forget who it was.
100%. But, and I think that's what, to curtail this all back around, I think that's what Micah Parsons meant by the system versus the player, because I certainly don't believe in Brock Purdy either.
But it's like Shanahan is the chef who owns the restaurant, and he's just given his cooks the recipe, follow the recipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's only one Shanahan, right? Or there's only one, like Belichick. Belichick is probably the greatest coach of all time. Why do the Patriots suck so fucking bad?
Because you still have to have players on the team. It doesn't matter. You can have the best system of all time, and if you, the people in this office right now are the players, we're going to get fucking steamrolled by a bunch of fucking retard people that don't have a plan at all because they're better. You know what I mean? It's not just about one aspect. So when Micah Parsons says something like, I think his success is about the system, everybody's success is about the system. If you're in a bad system, nobody's going to win.
Yeah.
That's a fucking stupid thing to even say. Like, of course it's a good system. It's like, man, your car's got a good engine and no wheels, but it's fucking slow as shit. Okay, cool, man. I guess you got me.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any fucking sense.
But going back to it, like with Brady and Belichick, right? Was it Brady or was it Belichick? Was it Belichick's system or was it Brady?
It was Belichick's system and Brady's ability to operate inside of it at an extremely high level. It's both of those things.
Because he had, besides the Randy Moss years, like They had dog shit teams,
yeah,
man.
But they had great defenses every single year.
They did.
Philly's got a great defense every single year. Now they got a guy that doesn't turn the ball over, and he scores points for him with his legs and his arm. So, yeah, I mean, he benefits from being in that system, but they benefit from having him there because he's outperforming every other quarterback in the NFL except for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. And who will probably win MVP, by the way.
Who, Mahomes?
Looking at the numbers.
I don't think so. I think if Hurts – the problem with the fucking Chiefs is – like you said, they don't take it seriously. Hurts still has a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
He's going to end up, I think he's tied, I think, for total touchdowns with Burrow and Allen right now. He's two or three behind
Mahomes.
Yeah. I think Hurts will win MVP.
But next up here is this, that Vikings team you were talking about. They got fucking destroyed by the Lions.
The Lions are, I called this one. The Lions are
we
fucking
did too.
Good, man.
We took the money line on this, and it was just like, dude, they got destroyed. The only, my only loss was teasing up the Vikings to fucking 9.5 in this game. Cause I was like, it's a 10-2 team. Like I couldn't get past it in my mind. Same thing as he was talking about with the Vikings. I was like, man, I looked at that record over and over and over again before I placed that bet on that teaser card. And I was like, well, they are 10-2. They should be able to cover 9.5 points against the Lions. No, they couldn't. I mean, it's just it's weird. I mean, and Cousins had 425 in this game. He had 425 yards passing. Justin Jefferson had 223 yards passing. And you can't come within two scores of the Lions? What the fuck is going on there? That team's worthless. Vikings are fucking worthless.
Yeah, they can't win when the game's...
Jaguars, stomp the Titans. I watched that game. It wasn't close. It wasn't even close. I don't know what I don't know what this Titans team is.
Trevor Lawrence is turning it around.
He sure is.
Doug Peterson's a really good coach. So.
He absolutely is, right?
The Jags are going to be something in a couple years.
But the Titans were in first place in their division. They were 7-4. Now they've lost two bad games at home. Titans are just fucking mediocre. It seems like they just can't get out of it. Eagles smashed the Giants. Called this.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This one, I bet all the money on this one. If you were in Drinker Bros Sports on Facebook, I bet this every single way we possibly could, and we won all the money. The over, the fucking Eagles, the Eagles teaser, the Eagles with the fucking points, all of it, dude. We won all of the things because they were playing the Giants, and I think the Giants fucking suck.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder if Saquon Barkley is not going to be the most wasted talent in the history of the NFL.
You're getting close.
Like, seriously,
right?
He's 25 now. He's going to have probably 1,500 yards this year. It's a good season, but they're going to finish last in their division. You know what I mean? Which is, it's a competitive division, fair enough, but fuck, man. He's between not having an offensive line, not having receivers, not having a quarterback. What the fuck? Let this guy go. Trade him to somebody that actually wants to win football games.
So, you know, the Bills inquired, and they made an offer, right? Now, the problem was when they made this offer for Saquon Barkley, the Giants were 7-1. Now they've lost 4 in a row and they're 7-5. And they have a tie as well. Forgot about that with the Commanders. Same division. They look like shit. I mean, the Eagles picked this team apart and at no point was this game even close. And this is a team that will probably get into the playoffs, I guess, in the NFC.
Everybody's, the teams that were pretenders are getting found out right now, and the teams that are legit are showing how legit they are. And a lot of teams also improved their positions quite a bit. The Bills regressed. By losing Von Miller, that's a huge hit. Picking up two fucking great run defense guys like the Eagles did, I don't know that anybody can beat them. Maybe if the only team in the NFC that even has a shot is the fucking 49ers.
That's it. That's two teams in the NFC. That is it, in my opinion.
But I don't know how these. The Chiefs versus Eagles, that would be a really fucking fun game to watch.
Yeah.
Just to see how the two respective coaches decide to play that shit.
Fuck yeah. It'd be great. It'd be great for the league. To have the best team from the AFC and the best team from the NFC in there, it'd be great.
I don't think the Bills are going to make it, though.
I don't either. They got too many injuries. I'm starting to fade on the fucking Bills. They just look too hurt. Look, homeboy's doing all he can out there, but he just looks like a fucking man alone. Mm-hmm. Chiefs-Broncos, same thing. Teaser. Always tease the Chiefs. This game was a fucking blowout, dude. This was 34 to fucking 14 at one point in the third quarter. Chiefs took the whole goddamn game off. Russell Wilson got knocked into another fucking planet there. He was dead on the ground. Backup quarterback came in, and they didn't cover. They did with a teaser. They're so fucking lazy, this goddamn team. It was 34 to 28 in this one. Buccaneers, 6-7. Lost bad to the 49ers with Brock Purdy. Boy, this was the one that was like, Brady, just get out of there. Just go take shelter somewhere. Find your loved ones. Call your parents. Get the fuck out of this team. 35-7 in this one. It's the system. I don't believe in Brock Purdy.
I mean, again, it's never just one or the other.
No.
It's the two things combined, and that's what being a good front office guy, and if you're also the coach, getting the right personnel under the right system. We're seeing it in the World Cup right now. Mm-hmm. Morocco lost to France today, but the way they fucking used their athletes in that specific formation with that specific style made them very competitive. Yep. To a level way above their fucking punching weight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just how it works. And Brock Purdy can absolutely win a Super Bowl with the 49ers.
He might.
I think you or I could on this team. All you have to do is not throw picks,
yeah,
and you'll probably win.
And they're not even looking for quarterbacks anymore.
Why would they?
I know. I get it.
Everybody loves this kid. He threw for 185 yards.
I know.
And that's all you have to do in San Francisco to win is throw for like 170 to 220 yards.
Because you have the best defense in the NFL. You've got McCaffrey. Debo Samuel, by the way, the results came back, so he'll be back at the end of the season. He's fine. Luckily, when he got carted off, he'll be fine. So he'll be back for the playoffs. Doesn't matter anyways. They're 9-4, so they're going, and they're going to win the division. Why? Because the Seahawks have been shit in the bed here. Geno Smith can only do so much at the end of the day. Panthers ended up beating them at home. Bad loss for these guys.
It wasn't Geno Smith's fault.
No, it wasn't his fault, but I don't know if this team makes the playoffs anymore. They're 7-6 now. Dolphins versus Chargers. Chargers are getting healthy, at least offensively. They got Keenan Allen back for the first time, and Mike Williams. That was the first time they got to play together, and they beat the Dolphins at home. Tua doesn't look like himself. I don't know what that is.
No, he threw. Look, he does this sometimes because he's small, but he threw some passes into the offensive line that didn't look great.
Yeah.
Usually you want to get him out of the pocket, but I think maybe. I don't know if they're intentionally running different plays so he's not exposed to bigger hits like that, but that does fuck with his game. It's the same with Baker Mayfield. If he can't get outside the fucking pocket, he can't have any success at all.
Yeah, and then the last one. So this last game I lost. That was the only other loss, was Patriots-Cardinals.
Should I won both of these?
Well, here's the thing. I took Kyler Murray plus the points and jacked it up. Overhit, and that was fine, but Kyler Murray tore his ACL on the third play of the game, and he's out for the season.
No. I took the Patriots at 2.5, I think, and then I took the
You took the under and you jacked it up. Yeah, you guys won.
It was like 42, I think, or something like that.
In my defense, though, I didn't know Kyler Murray was going to go down. Good for him.
I'm not sure it would have mattered, although I do feel like the injury was staged.
That's a lot of people are saying. That's like what I'm saying. Good for him.
He Nancy Kerriganed himself so he can go play Call of Duty.
Nobody touched him. He just went down. Congratulations to the Cardinals for spending all that money on a 5'6 quarterback. Before we get to this week's picks, as always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Great games. Look, I've been on fire in the NFL the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's been great. Fuck, even that Army game, dude, teasing that up was great. Had a lot of big wins. College bowl games are up. Take Delco's advice. Take the underdogs, man. All these kids are sitting out. Look for the team that's sitting out the most players and exploit it. You can make a lot of fucking money, especially taking money lines and shit on that. Sign up at mybookie.com. Use the promo code DRINKINBROS to double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And then if you want to go to any of these games, they're all available on DRINKINBROSTICKETS.com. It's about $10 cheaper than StubHub, including this first one, 49ers Seahawks on Thursday night. Good game. Like, I'm down for this. I want to see what the 49ers can do in an environment like this that would be going bug fuck on a Thursday night on a quick turnaround. 4 days rest for the 49ers and the Seahawks here. This is San Francisco -3 over under 43. Who you got?
I will, I'll probably do a teaser where, I don't love crossing the zero, but I'll probably go, 49ers plus four. Yeah. And then under 50. It's definitely not going to be over.
That's
50.
Exactly where I landed too. I don't think so either. Geno Smith, by the way, 3,500 yards and 25 touchdowns this year. And that's a fucking great season.
But he'll probably throw at least two picks in this game, right?
Yeah.
So
49ers defense is nasty, and now they're feeling it. They're 9-4. They're like, hey, dude, we can put these motherfuckers in the ground. I think the 49ers win this one. I'm doing the exact same thing. I do it every single Thursday. I think I've won, out of 14 weeks. 10 of 14. 10 of 14 is my total on Thursday nights. And I've done the exact same thing. I sat out one game. It was the awful... God damn, it was an awful game. It was the Steelers versus somebody else. And I forget. It was on Thursday night. It was terrible. But I'm doing the same thing in this game. And I like this. I'm going to watch this game and I'm amped about it. I don't mind watching the games on Amazon Prime either. It's not bad. I'm pretty surprised at their video quality and everything else throughout the year. And they got concerts and bullshit afterwards. Mm-hmm. If you're into that, Lil Wayne played... couple weeks ago afterwards, it's fine. Colts versus Vikings. My God, dude. That's the next game. Saturday. I like the Saturday games. Mm-hmm. Got all day Saturday games. Gambling all day long. Games are on at noon. Minnesota -4 against the awful Colts at home. What the fuck is going on?
The Vegas knows just like you and... like, we talk about it colloquially... we talk about it. What's the word I'm looking for?
You just wanted to say that word.
No, because it's a hard word to say.
It is. It is.
Not empirically. The opposite of empirically. We talk about it. How Kirk Cousins always fucking crumbles anytime anything is out of the ordinary. If it's a big game, if it's a night game, or not a night game necessarily, but a primetime game like Thursday or Monday, he sucks in those games. Playoff games, he sucks in those games. This is a fucking Saturday game.
Yeah.
It's something else. It's something out of the ordinary. And it's crunch time during the season. So he's probably going to fuck it up. I'm sure that's what Vegas is thinking.
Well, I'm gonna agree with you, except for this start time. So I look at this start time, right? It's noon. It's noon Central. I believe Minneapolis is on Central as well, right? Mm-hmm. Which is our time down here. It's all over once you write up Troy's bucket. But I think because of that reason and how dorky Kirk Cousins is in real life, he probably gets up at 5:30 anyways, has his coffee, does the whole fucking thing. I think he'll be a guy like this will be fine for a game like this. I really do. I'm going to take the Vikings in this one.
At 4?
Yep.
I'll take...
Because he's such a dork and there's no pressure, this is a game that people are like, oh, is it... are they playing NFL on Saturday? Nobody will really care until it gets to this night game. And that's the only reason I'm doing it. I swear to God.
I mean, since they came out week one for Jeff Saturday and beat the Raiders, they have just stunk.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, bad. Not against total humps. They lost to the Eagles and Cowboys, but they also lost by a touchdown to the Steelers at home.
Yeah.
Right, which is kind of a rivalry game, and also the Steelers suck.
Yeah.
So, you know, it seems like the Colts are kind of in free fall.
Right, it does.
Now. I'm not going to bet this game. I don't even want to watch this.
Tickets are $35, so obviously nobody else does either. But I'm definitely betting this. And Kirk Cousins, because you're such a fucking dork, -4 all day at noon, you're ready to go. That's your time. That's it. If he could play every game at noon, he might be undefeated.
Betting Kirk Cousins is like betting the fucking Pac-12.
But not at noon.
Any time of day.
Kirk Cousins at noon, right on time. Kirk Cousins any other time of the day, you're fucked, hombre. You're fucked. I'll take you at noon, Kirk, you piece of shit. Next up, we got the Ravens against the Browns in a battle of the who cares. Actually, the Ravens are 9-4. I don't know how they're doing it. They got a backup quarterback in there, Huntley... Do you let Lamar Jackson go or trade him at this point and just go with Huntley?
Why would you?
They're winning.
They can't trade him. I mean, you can cut him, but there's probably not a whole lot of money left guaranteed on there. You're talking about, do you decide to franchise him after this year?
Franchise him and then trade him. And then
I don't think you can trade somebody that's franchised.
I think you can. Before the franchise tag?
Well, he would, before the franchise tag, he would technically be a free agent.
I would call the 49ers and say, hey, give me all your picks for the next four years.
That would be a sign and trade.
Yeah.
And if I'm the 49ers, I might take that. I would trade 2 first-round picks for him.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. I trade 4.
Not 4.
4. I'd give him 4. They're stacked.
You don't want to end up like the Rams, though. Well, the Rams haven't had a first-round draft pick since Jared Goff.
Well, you win a Super Bowl. I would risk it all for one Super Bowl.
Not one, though. No. Fuck that.
I would. Well, it depends on what team you're on, right? 49ers, maybe not.
The 49ers Falcons? Don't need yes. to. The yes, 49ers have been to like 4 Super Bowls in this century,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Anyways, this game sucks, but...
Yeah, it's Browns -3.
Watson is still kind of getting his legs under him. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen in this game.
I don't either. And
but you can take the over down to 30, and I think that's probably safe.
Oh, boy. That's gross, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Taking the over down to 30, but I love it. Do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do that on a teaser card with Minnesota. With you, Kirk Cousins, you dirty fuck. Next up, now this is the game we came for. All right? This is the one that really fucking gets the people going. Dolphins, Bills, but the spread is surprising to me.
Why?
This is Bills -7.5.
Why is that surprising?
I would have said 6.5.
The Dolphins, the Bills' problem is run defense, not pass rushing and pass defense. I mean, look, Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill are fucking game changers more or less most of the time. What did they score, 17 points last week? They don't have a run game there.
But is it because the weather's 32 and there might be snow?
Maybe. I mean, typically Miami teams don't play well in the cold weather. So who knows? And I don't think Tua has ever really played in cold weather, has he?
No. But he did win for Jalen Hurts.
He's from a white.
He did take over for Jalen Hurts and win them a title. look, with this one, the Bills have not been covering lately because of injuries and a lack of a running back. I mean, Singletary's only got 640 fucking yards,
mm-hmm.
4 touchdowns. That's your lead running back. Still 10-3. It's just the magic of Josh Allen at this point. But I believe in Josh, but I don't believe in this spread. I will take this down to. I'll take this down to 0.5 points. This could be a 1-point game for real. I think the Bills will pull it off because it's fucking freezing there.
You know, what about Dolphins +14.5? That seems more attractive.
It does. Yeah.
And then you can
jack that over up to 49.
No, you can take the over down to 35.
Ah, but it's in the snow. I don't know how much it's going to snow, though.
They're going to score set more than 17 points each.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
Thanks. So we'll see.
They don't have, neither one of them has a run game. They have to throw the goddamn ball.
So
unless it's just Josh Allen running, they're not going to let Tua run.
Because I'm a junkie and I love it. I usually pair up the 3 games together here on these Saturday games. Always have in the past. So just talking about this out loud, I'm taking the Vikings in this. And this is teaser wise. I've already picked the other shit. Teaser wise, I'm going to take the Vikings today. I will take. Ravens +10. Give me Ravens +10 in that game.
The Ravens, Huntley's in the protocol.
Oh, shit. Is he?
So they're on the third string guy. I don't know that is.
I don't know who that is either. Who's the third string quarterback for, is it Baker?
It's Dave Smith.
Are the Rams going to lend Baker back to them for Saturday and let him play on Sunday?
Is Trace McSorley still there?
No. It's Anthony Brown.
Oh, boy.
Who's a rookie from Oregon. He's 24 years old and he's a rookie. Interesting.
Anthony Brown?
I have no idea who he is.
Dual threat.
He played at Oregon. He's got 3 completions and 5 attempts on the year, so not bad.
He's 3 for 5 on the year. Put all your money on him. You're right. I'm gonna get out of that game then. Jesus Christ.
I'm still taking the. I took the over down to 30. They got to score at least 30 fucking points.
Yeah. Yeah. I think. This is a weird one, this Dolphins-Bills game. I think both will win. I think if you take this up to 14.5, Dolphins win. I think if you take it down to 0.5, I think the Bills win.
Yeah,
probably. I think you're probably good either way here on this one. Benny, when he was on the show, we went over this. And the game that we bickered back and forth about ended up being the exact same thing. He was right and I was right. We were right in the middle. So we'll see. Next up is the Eagles playing another powerhouse this week against the Bears.
Joshua Winfield in the chat says Tua is 0-3 in games that are 50 degrees and below.
No, also, you should know who Anthony Brown is.
Who's Anthony Brown?
He beat Ohio State last year. Or was that 2 years ago?
No, their running back beat him. I know that kid was really good. Their quarterback wasn't very good. Their running game was shit.
Well, it's the quarterback that beat you.
He did not. He was.
He beat the brakes off you guys.
Yeah, he was on that team, but that running back beat us. Running backs beat us all last year. Whoever that running back was of Michigan last year too. But the quarterback stinks. So no, I'm not betting on that fucking guy. Eagles Bears. This is Philly -9. Surprised this isn't higher, to be honest with you. The Bears are 3-10, and they've appeared to have given up on the year. Although I did see Justin Fields was trying like lobbying to play. Why? If I'm management, I shut this fucking kid down. You're good. That's the franchise. You're fine.
Yeah, he needs to shut the fuck up.
Just shut him down. Shut him down. So I'm going to take this, obviously. I'm taking Philly. I've ridden this fucking horse all day.
I mean,
it's the best team in a league full of shit heaps. It's been good.
You can take this down to Philly -2.
Sure could.
And you can take the under up to 55.5.
That's, you know, the disgusting safe thing I do a lot of weeks is I've been taking the Eagles and Chiefs on both on a teaser card down. They've, I think only once has it not hit this year. I mean, it's been great. It's been fucking great. But yeah, riding the hot hand here with this.
I'll take Eagles -2 and under 55.5.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly where I land on this one, and Eagles will win again. What division are the Bears in?
Central, or NFC North.
Yeesh.
But it's in the central part of the country. I don't know why they call it the North.
Yeah. Next up, we get the Falcons against the Saints. This used to be a rivalry when both teams were good. It is not anymore. Tickets are $29 on DrinkingBrosTickets.com. It's the Saints -4. Interesting fucking fact here for the Falcons. Marcus Mariota quit the team. So he is all done for the year.
Quit, huh?
Sure did.
How's that work?
Sure did. He went on Twitter after he got benched. The coach said he was going to play Ridder, who was also terrible for the Falcons. Another horrible draft pick for those guys. Proud of you guys. Love you. And he said, I ain't no second fiddle. And said he's going to take some time off to be with family.
Mariota, he's been a backup quarterback for the last 4 years. Yep. Ever since, took over in Tennessee.
So Twitter last night roasted him and said, dude, you've always been a backup quarterback. Like,
your entire career.
Yes.
Even in Oakland, which sucks, man. So, or out Vegas, whatever it's
here's
called.
The irony of this. The coach for the Falcons gave a press conference. He was the offensive coordinator for the Titans. And he goes, well, a reporter told him what Mariota said and that he wasn't going to play anymore. And he goes, well, look, I'm not surprised. He goes, he quit on us in the playoffs. And do you remember that? Do you remember when he wouldn't play that playoff game for the Titans? And they were in. They were playing the first round of the fucking playoffs. And he was like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to shut it down.
His feels were hurt, I think. I don't remember what it was.
No, he had some knee thing. And they were like, hey, can you play through it? And his coach yesterday said he was fine enough to play. He's fine enough to play now. He's a fucking quitter, and I don't trust Desmond Ridder. I don't trust the Saints either. This is gross. Spend your money on better things. Go to fucking Olive Garden this weekend. Don't do that. Don't do that. The next game I actually like. The Lions have been fun. I'm actually rooting for these guys to get into the playoffs.
This is an interesting game. It's a really good offense versus a really good defense. It's going to be an interesting game. The Lions actually have an underrated defense as well, but I think the Lions probably win this game.
So this is Lions versus Jets, and it's a pick'em. We never see a pick'em in the NFL.
I'll go Lions
ever,
money line.
Ever. I'm going to go to Lions too. Just, this is a heart pick, by the way. So if you're at home and you're like, hey, how confident do you feel? This is purely a heart pick at this point. I want to see the Lions win out. Go 11-7. Go into the playoffs. I want to see the Lions win the fucking Super Bowl. I think it'd be awesome.
I don't know. I think this is a good matchup for... I think it's a good matchup for the Lions.
I just like their coach. I like the Lions coach.
Yeah, the Jets... Pretty, they like exceptional pass rush. That's going to be a problem for Goff, but the run defense is their Achilles. I think they're bottom third in the league in run defense.
Well, here's the wild part, right? So Goff has been pretty goddamn good this year, 3,400 yards in 22 tutties. But the running backs, now that DeAndre Swift is healthy, you've got Williams and Swift.
That's
in the
best
backfield.
Combination of running backs in the NFL.
Pretty goddamn good. Besides, I would say Dallas. Dallas has got a... Ezekiel Elliott's been decent. Him splitting time with Pollard has been fun.
Yeah, but they're pretty good there.
Yeah. So, it's a heart pick. I'm taking the Lions. It's $41 if you want to go see the game in New Jersey.
Yeah. This next game, don't bother watching or betting on it or even...
No. Steelers-Panthers. Panthers -3.
Yeah. If you're able, pretend this doesn't even exist.
Bob, do you know the suicide hotline number? I feel like this would be a good time to read it off.
It's 8... something or
no? They just did a three. They just did a three not, number is it one. 988.
Let me look it up real quick.
Let's give that out, because if you're betting on this, chances are you're having some problems
988.
At home.
Yeah,
988.
So if you're gambling on the Steelers-Panthers game, just call 988. Yep. Get some help.
Thank you.
And yeah, just take care of yourself first before gambling on this game.
I will be betting on this.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Who do you take in this?
Oh, I'd take the under all day.
37.5?
Yeah.
God damn.
You're probably right
so
on that.
So low. So low. Gross. There's no way I would put money on this game. Next up, Cowboys Jaguars. This one gets interesting now. This is Dallas -4. What do you do? What do you do? I don't believe in the Cowboys.
It is true to say that Lawrence has made a lot of progress this year, but the Dallas defense is pretty good. If this was like the Jets or somebody like that, I would say Dallas has a problem because they just lost one of their better offensive tackles. Their right tackle is out for the year, I think. But I don't think the Jaguars are going to give them too many problems.
I'm going to take the Jaguars at 11. I'm going to take this up 7 and take the Jaguars. I watched that full game because we live in Texas, and God forbid we don't see every fucking Texans game here because they show it on fucking TV. The Texans could have won this fucking game against the Cowboys. And they're the worst team in the NFL. It's not even close.
Yeah.
Better every day.
That happens sometimes, right?
But not at home against the Cowboys with a third-string quarterback, because they're on their third-string quarterback at this point. So, no, I'm going to take the Jaguars plus 11.
Second string.
No, Mills.
Yeah.
Well, Watson, Mills.
Watson was never their starter.
Well, he was. He was on the bench last year.
Well, he was not going to be the starter this year. That's not a third string.
They didn't have a choice with the lawsuits. All right, who's the guy who's playing there?
They were trying to get rid of him before the lawsuits too.
Who's the guy there?
It's probably what's his name
exactly?
Yep. Riley.
Nah, all good. No need to know. No need to know. We don't need to know it.
Yeah, I don't care.
Me neither. Next up, you got the Chiefs against the Texans.
-14. Jesus Christ. See, this fucks it up because I can't bet on this.
No, the
because
Chiefs never cover.
There's a
care.
Decent chance the Chiefs won't cover, yeah. Even if I crank it up to or crank it down to 7.
I don't know.
7's probably safe.
7's fine. I'm going to take 7 on this one.
I'll take Kansas City at 7. And
don't do it, Casey. Over
42.5.
Yep. Because look, Casey should be able to do that on their own.
Yeah,
this should be 45-0 in this game. If they play, if Kansas City decides to show up and play, who knows? Who knows with this team?
Now there's some competition for this, but I think this next game might be the worst game of the week, especially now because Russell Wilson's out,
right?
Murray's out. So it's like two shitty teams that overspent on shitty quarterbacks, and the shitty quarterbacks they spent on aren't even showing up to the game.
God damn it!
So this is probably the worst game of the week, and it's underscored by the fact that the over-under is 36, which is a fucking embarrassment for an NFL team.
It's Denver -3. I want nothing to do with this at all. Anything. I don't even know who who's the backup in Denver.
You're not going to take over 29?
I think it's Rippin. Brett Rippin.
Rippin. Are you going to take over 29?
No, I can't on this game.
That's
I can't do it.
That's a 15-14 game.
I know. I can't do it. I can't do it. I just, I know I can't do it.
Colt McCoy.
You know what's weird? So, because I had the over in that fucking game and I had money on it on Monday night. I watched him. He's not terrible. Like, there's some backup quarterbacks that are terrible. Like, he's better than Cooper Rush, I think. Like, for real. But I still can't do this. It's going to be 30 degrees there. And Broncos have a decent defense. I'm not. Maybe they rally because they hate Russell Wilson so much that they actually win without him. And they're like, see, fuck you.
Yeah, what are the chances that Broncos players or coaching staff have been doing to him what the coaches were doing to Herm Edwards?
Yeah, dude. That's what it feels like, right? They were just like, let's go ahead.
Like, we can't get out of this contract, but if he dies, we're all set. Have you heard of second impact syndrome? We're trying to get that going here.
Oh, wouldn't surprise me. Next up, you got the Patriots at the Raiders. This is a pick'em line. I just said earlier, it's rare to have a pick'em in the NFL. Not when you have another two shitty teams playing each other. Patriots, Raiders, boy. Look, Mac Jones is not the answer. Bill Belichick doesn't care and doesn't want to start Zappy. I have no fucking reason why. The Patriots have nothing else on this team. The Raiders, look, Davante Adams is having a monster year. He has 1,250 yards and 12 touchdowns. He's going to the fucking Pro Bowl. And you have Josh Jacobs, who has 1,400 yards. He has an outside shot at 2,000 yards.
Should be on a four-game win streak if they don't lose to the Rams.
It's fucking gnarly, dude.
The Raiders are losers, man.
They're losers, dude. But tickets are still expensive because their fans love them. They love how terrible this team is. I mean, the last row is $171 in this game.
They're 5-8.
I know.
They're probably going to lose this game.
Crazy.
I think they'll probably lose this game.
I do too, but I won't bet on it.
No.
I won't even tease it because I have no idea.
But I'm rooting for the Patriots, and here's why. I don't want the Raiders to win another game this year because I want them to draft a fucking quarterback. Somebody that's a decent quarterback that they can fucking shape over the next few years, who can develop a relationship with both Jacobs and Adams, and maybe sometime the following year in 24 they can draft another great receiver and have two of the best receivers of football, then have a good young quarterback and maybe bring some pride back to that shitbag organization, because man, they've just made so many fucking mistakes at unforced error after unforced error with this organization. That's why they're easy to hate.
Yeah,
it's not because I dislike Raiders fans, even they're pretty affable for the most part. It's just it's like the Mets. You have everything. All you got to do is just fucking get out of your own way. And you can't fucking do it.
Look, I looked at Mel Kiper's big board and McShay's last night. They still have three quarterbacks going in the top six picks. Levis, by the way, out of Kentucky, is their fucking stud. I didn't realize how fucking big he was until I saw those stats last night. Jesus Christ. He's a big boy. They got Bryce Young going to number one to the Texans. And then Levis after that, and then C.J. Stroud, which I think is a bad pick, but whatever. After that, who's left if the Raiders keep winning games?
At quarterback?
Yeah. Who's in this draft that they could get? Because look, the Raiders could win this game.
Will Levis would be the next one.
They've got Levis going ahead of in the top six, though.
Yeah, but a 5-8 team will probably be. It depends. Well, actually, I think the sixth spot is the Falcons right now, but it's from somebody else. I don't remember what happened there. Let's see, other quarterbacks in the first round: Anthony Richardson from Florida. That's not a terrible pick.
It's a risk.
He's shown some pretty good upside, but I think he's more of a second-round pick.
He'd be fun to watch, but it's a risk.
I think he's more of a second-rounder, to be honest. Although
not that accurate.
There's not a whole lot of quarterbacks in the draft this year, so not good ones anyways. Let's see. The next one doesn't show up until sometime in the second round.
Okay.
I don't know who it would be.
We'll find out, but I don't touch this game. Next up, Titans, Chargers. This is Chargers -3. I'm all over this game.
Yeah, the Titans will fuck this up.
Yep. Yep, I got the Chargers in this one.
The Chargers defense is starting to get fucking stingy again.
Yeah, and look, with their receivers finally back and healthy, it's the first time Herbert's had receivers the entire year. Yeah, give me the Chargers at home for sure. For sure. The Titans, every fourth quarter, they seem to be putting in Malik Willis hoping for a miracle, and he fucking sucks. So who knows? But I got the Chargers in this one. This one's easy. Bengals versus Buccaneers.
Bengals.
Cincy -3.5.
For a lot of reasons, I'm taking the Bengals here. Yeah. But mostly because Joe Burrow, when he gets in matchups against other great quarterbacks, likes to drive them into the fucking dirt. He did against Josh Allen. He's done it multiple times, including this season against Pat Mahomes. Yep. He's going to try to fucking – not in a disrespectful way. It's just like he gets like
– this is a fucking winner, dude.
I'm playing fucking Tom Brady today. I got to bring everything I got. So I think they win this by 2 touchdowns.
I say it all the time,
I think they're going to blow the fucking Buccaneers
out. There's a look in certain people's eyes that are fucking trained killers. He is one of them, dude. I've got the Bengals in this one. Sent for the exact same reason you just said. Because it's Brady, he wants to fucking retire this guy tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm in. Yeah, I'm in on the Bengals in this one for sure. Next up is the Sunday night game. This is the Giants against the Redskins. I can't say Commanders.
It's the Redskins. This is a good game, though.
It is.
Because Washington has a really good defense. The Giants is a middling okay defense. So Washington will probably put up a couple of points on them. Washington's problem is going to be stopping Saquon Barkley. We'll see if they can do that.
So for me, I say it's a good game because they're evenly matched. I don't think either of these teams can win a fucking Super Bowl. And I believe they tied last time, just a couple weeks ago.
I think so.
Wasn't it 20-20 in this fucking game?
Yeah. I mean, the Redskins just still have kind of an anemic offense.
Yeah. So. And with that, I think if you jack this up to 11.5, because I do the same thing on Sunday night games as well, take the over-under. So I'll take the over-under, which is now 40.5, down to 33.5. And I will take the Giants on the other side of this at plus 11.5 in this one. Because I think this is probably a field goal game, a one-score game. I think this will be very, very close. Same as the first matchup. So we'll see. Now, this Monday night game here is where things get ugly.
God damn, dude.
It's going to be 24 degrees at Lambeau. It's the Rams, who are 4-9 with Baker Mayfield, against the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. It was their bye week. They did have a week to prepare. And you know the junkie in me can't sit out this game. And I do the same thing on Thursday nights, Sunday nights, and Monday nights. I take a team, and I parlay it with the I do a teaser parlay with the over-under in this one. So right now, this is Green Bay -7. Take that down to a pick'em. Take Green Bay. And I'm going to take the over-under down to 32.5.
Let's see. I need to sort here. Hang on a sec. I'm looking at Baker Mayfield's performances in certain conditions.
Well, he played in Cleveland all those years, so he has played in the cold for 4 years.
Under 40 degrees, 50% completion percentage, over 81, 75%.
Really?
He is really bad in the cold weather.
Okay.
I'll take Green Bay. Because Aaron Rodgers doesn't care about cold weather.
No, he's played in his whole fucking life. He doesn't give a shit. 30 goddamn years in there. Mm.
I'll take a Green Bay -0. How about that? And I'll add it, and I'll do over 32.5, just to make it interesting.
Tua is already doing interviews, by the way, about playing in the snow in Buffalo, and saying the cold is a mindset thing. That means you already lost.
It's not a mindset thing.
No,
he's already lost. You're a short guy with small hands. It's about gripping the football.
Yep.
Yeah. That's it. God damn it. Why
it really hurts to get hit in the cold, by the way.
Sure does.
Yeah, I don't think he's necessarily worried about
that. Sure does, friend. Either way, I'm not touching fucking Tua up there. There's no way.
I mean, I wouldn't mind touching him. I'm just not going to bet on
where we're at, though.
And
the hog?
Butt.
Yeah. All right.
Probably the butt. Yeah. If you got the hog, somebody's got to tend to the butt.
Yeah, sure do. Sure do. bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Good games this weekend, though. I'm amped about this slate. Gambling-wise, let's go. Let's fucking pony up, dude. It's been a good 3 weeks in the NFL. Let's try to carry it over.
Yeah.
Be careful in college football, dude. I said at the top, I'll say it again. Just please look at these lineups before you start betting on these teams. I don't know who's playing. We'll try to sort through it over the weekend and then come back at you next week with the college football preview show, because that's shit. We're off after that, right?
Yep.
Christmas is, yeah. So we have to do that show next
week. And if you're if you're a hockey fan, we don't really talk about it that much, but Ovechkin got his 800th goal last night.
Sure did. Hat trick.
Doesn't play tonight, but tomorrow they play they play the Dallas Stars, I think, and he's won. So Gordie Howe's got 801. So one of his next couple of games, he's going to break Gordie Howe's second-place record.
Great.
And then it's on to Gretzky. He'll probably break that in 2024 sometime.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's coming.
I saw another thing with Jaromir Jagr playing over in some weird league, and he's 50. He's still playing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is. He came back and played in the NHL when he was like 46.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, he's a goddamn animal.
Yeah,
I mean, his name is Jaromir Jagr. That kind of sounds like a folklore, like some dude that shows up when you don't eat your vegetables and murders you.
Yeah, he's like some the shit.
Sounds like a fucking
goat eater.
Russian hitman is what it sounds like. Yeah. And go to drinkingbrostickets.com if you want to go to any of these tickets this week. You might be off for the holidays next week, so have fun. They're all pretty cheap except for that Vegas game. Jesus Christ, man. These guys are animals out there. It's nuts, dude. It's absolutely nuts. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, hit up Spotify. Just click a 5-star and walk away. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the NFL Pick'em Show, Week 15. Good night, everyone.
Breathe in, breathe out. Visa's advanced AI looks at over 500 data points on transactions, so you can shop without thinking about fraud. Visa, security looks good on you.